almost nonstop. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Russian forces increasing their efforts to overtake the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv.
Russians stepped up their indiscriminate bombardment by artillery of much of the city. Dozens of civilians have been killed, with their main forces still outside of the center of the city. The shelling has become even more systematic. There is now, yes, an around-the-clock curfew there. There is mayhem all the time. The buildings left for burning wrecks. Meanwhile, down south, a little bit of relief for the people of that port city of Mariupol. 20,000 people fled via cars along a humanitarian route yesterday and today. But some 400,000 remained there, and with barely any vital services. 2,300 are feared dead.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Lviv. The U.S. Senate has unanimously approved a resolution seeking investigations of Russian President Vladimir Putin and his regime for war crimes. And it encourages international criminal court investigations of Putin, his Security Council, and military leaders. The measure is largely ceremonial, though it does show support for Ukraine. A White House official has told Fox President Biden has authorized another $200 million in security assistance for Ukraine. President Biden said to meet with our European allies next week.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki announced the president's plans to travel to Brussels next week to meet with NATO allies to discuss Russia's war in Ukraine.
We've been incredibly aligned to date. That doesn't happen by accident. The president's a big believer in face-to-face diplomacy, so it's an opportunity to do exactly that.
Ukraine's president will address Congress virtually Wednesday. And while he may mention wanting a no-fly zone and additional aircraft again, the Biden administration has already said no to those.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. South Korea says North Korea has fired an unidentified projectile, but it says the launch ended in a failure. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Researchers are studying how COVID-19 affects mental health for the longer term.
Following the mental health of people who were infected with COVID over a year ago, a wide-scale study finds nearly 80% of people who had COVID are not at higher risk of mental health symptoms. But people who were sick in bed for more than a week were still at risk of anxiety and depression more than a year later. A psychiatric epidemiologist at the University of Iceland who helped lead the research finds people who had a milder case are actually at lower risk for mental health problems than the general public.
Fox's Therese Crowley. Few Americans believe there have been significant progress over the last 50 years in achieving equal treatment for black people in dealings with police and the criminal justice system. That's according to a new poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Most Americans across racial and ethnic groups say more progress is necessary, but black Americans are especially pessimistic that any more progress will be made in the coming years. A major media company joins the growing list of businesses to put the brakes on doing business with Russia.
Paramount plans to suspend operations in Russia to protest the invasion of Ukraine. In an internal memo obtained by The Hollywood Reporter, Paramount CEO Bob Bakish says they are pausing the theatrical release of some films in Russia. The company will also cease distribution of linear channels and some content licensing in Russia, contingent on existing contractual, technical, and partner obligations. Bakish says Paramount will make a $1 million donation to support humanitarian relief and urged employees to directly help those in need. Many companies, including Discovery, Warner Media, and Amazon, have joined a growing media boycott of Russia since the invasion of Ukraine began. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks rallied as oil prices fell. The Dow gained 599, the Nasdaq up 367, the S&P plus 89. As the Labor Department says, wholesale inflation in the U.S. shot up 10% last month from a year earlier. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.